I'm nervous.
I'm nervous.
We've been trying for about 3 or 4 months now to get pregnant.
Yeah, I think this time I feel good about
it. I do too.
This time.
Yeah, we've been wanting to have kids for quite some time. I think we're ready. Both of us.
Yeah, we're both ready.
Both ready. Ready together. Yeah. This is it.
This is it.
I can't read it. What does it say?
That's my iPod shuffle. You peed on my iPod shuffle. Such a stupid bitch.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, November 5th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 108 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 p.m. Montana time. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
You look fantastic in
especially
that.
Especially with this shirt.
What's that shirt say?
It says the Jam Hole.
What's the Jam Hole?
It's this little internet radio show.
No big deal?
No big deal.
That's an awesome shirt. Where the fuck did you get that from? Hey, you look good in that shirt.
Yeah, you look good in that shirt also.
Holy shit! Where the fuck did that come from?
I don't know. It's magic.
That's amazing.
It's Jam Hole magic.
Hey, we look good.
We do. And then when we go outside and it's cold, we still look good.
That's because we got fucking hoodies.
That's why.
You know how fucking cool it is to like be able to wear something that has the thing that you made on
right.
it?
Like that's never happened before.
It's like two birds, one stone. Little thing yes. I like to say. Fucking
little thing you made up.
I'm clothing myself. At the same time, I'm letting other people know about this little thing we do.
Yeah.
At
about ourselves.
Two birds.
Much. Yep.
One stone. It's fucking amazing. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/chat is where everyone's hanging out at, and thejamhole.com/feedback is where you would type shit that other people would read. You know, that intro is getting, like, longer and longer, it seems like.
It does.
We need to, like, just record it once and then just throw that in, too, because I'm sick of saying it. Pretty soon, it's just going to be like, hi, I'm Matt, this is Braden, you know that already.
Yeah.
This is our show, and then we'll start. Just like, pow, pop it. So, holy shit, it's just been a day of amazing things happening.
Yeah.
Whole elections.
Day? Right.
Fucking over.
Done.
Not for us, though.
No.
One more day.
Yeah.
Podcast
Why
awards.
Couldn't that be over today, too? It would have made today that much better.
That would have made sense, right?
Yeah.
It's like, people are done voting. It's like, holy shit, we just did something. Now you want us to vote for another fucking day for
yeah.
you?
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah, we do.
That's
it
sucks. Asking a little too much.
I'm over it. By now, this is fucking holy shit. So just do it real quick. It'll be painless, like a Band-Aid. You just want to start at the top.
Right, and just really
and just
quick.
Real quick. Like, hey, yeah. what's that? You just voted for the Jam Hole.
Exactly.
In the mature category, podcastawards.com. Stereo Radiation in the general category, podcastawards.com.
And then whoever else.
Whoever the fuck
you know,
else.
Yeah, don't care.
At this point, I barely care about us. I definitely don't care about some other shit. So do that tonight, do it tomorrow, and that'll be the end of that fucking mess of stuff. So, big news today. I'm sure every radio show, TV show,
everything ever,
everything, everybody in the United States ever has been talking about it. We're just going to mention it real quick. Yay.
Woohoo.
First black president. Cool. So speaking of like black people and racism and stuff like that, you know, we've been known to make maybe off color jokes here and there.
Like that?
So to speak. What?
Huh?
You know, like, maybe jokes that are in, like, bad taste.
Yeah.
Like raw chicken, just
yeah.
bad taste.
Dark humor.
It's very dark humor. So, it's now that this has happened, it's never happened before. First black president. He's still alive, you know, for now. That's cool. It's cool. A good first start.
That's a way to start it off. It's starting out strong.
So because, like, are we good now?
What do you mean?
Is everything cool now?
Like, with everything?
Like, with everything. Like, you know, that whole every time anything happens that involves a black guy. Like, the whole slavery thing they always like to bring up, you
right.
know?
Shut up about it.
Are we good now?
Yeah.
Everyone. Like, are you good?
I'm good.
Are you okay?
I'm
are you
great.
Guys over it now? Like,
yeah.
We don't owe you anything
I
else
mean, yeah,
ever again.
Right.
Like, we're good. You got the White
House. You got the White House. I guess you could call
okay.
it the... No, see, now they're going to want to call it the Black House.
Call it what you want. I mean, I don't give a shit. As long as he doesn't fucking have, you know, cars up on blocks and shit. Fucking graffiti
all over the White House.
I don't want to see that little fucking black kid from Dexter sitting out front on
right.
his bicycle selling, you know,
meth
making
what,
sure who
yeah.
fucking goes in is cool and all that stuff.
Right.
Like, we're good now, right? We're even.
It
we're
should
all
be.
Just people now.
Right.
We've had, you know, the majority of the presidents. They fucked up some shit. Now let's have some black presidents.
Yeah.
Let's let them
let's
fuck
have
up
some black presidents fuck up some shit.
I don't know
shit.
If you know this or not, but black people have a certain special way of just fucking up shit.
How's that?
They just, like, when they fuck up shit...
It
they,
means something. Like, they
yeah,
fuck it up. Like
they
there's
stand,
no...
They stand behind that
yeah.
shit. Like, doggy
dedication.
Style.
They don't
yeah.
back down.
It's That's good. So
it's
I just wanted to make sure, like, we're good now, okay? So no more fucking... Oh, he called me a nigger. None of that shit. Like, all the words. Everyone can use all the words. We're all totally level now.
Right.
Okay. I just
it's
want
an
to
even
make,
board.
I just want to make sure, like, we're all on the same page here. So, the people here in Montana, like, I guess not just here, but most, like, I was looking at Google of the election things,
yeah.
and it shows all of the red states and all of the blue states.
Right, and even before you look at it, you can guess, like,
yeah,
98% right.
You kind of know, but, like, of course, Montana was a red state, which means...
Of course.
I don't know exactly what that means, because I give a fuck about this. I
it means
just thought
Republican,
it was...
I believe.
Right, I think so. I just thought it was funny to talk about. But yeah, so no big surprise there. Montanans, a lot of these Montana people are the fucking redneck.
Right.
You'll take my gun out of my cold, dead hands. I hate niggers. Like, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of people that live up here. So, no surprise there. Idaho, you know, we're kind of close to them. Potatoes, they're not very bright. And then it goes, like, all down into the Bible Belt. And what kind of blew me away, it's that all of the red states are all of the states that are, like, stereotypical as... to be known for, like, inbreeding and goat fucking and shit like that. So it seemed weird that all of the people that are inbred and stuff also happen to have
yeah,
been states that McCain won and
right.
shit. And
it's like those are the kind of people that back him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And those are the kind of people I saw getting registered to the vote when
yep.
I was telling that story. These are the same people that are on YouTube, like, oh, he's a terrorist and shit.
They're
like
the only
that.
People you really see.
Right, and I delivered to Libby today, and Libby is like, you know, logger town, hardcore hicks and stuff live up in Libby. It's like 80 miles away from here, just a little buttfuck town. I go there once a month. And just the whole, it's like I said, it's 80 miles. So the whole highway, once you get closer to these little towns or
mm-hmm.
places where there's gas stations and shit, tons of fucking signs. McCain and Palin and just all this shit. And, you know, I woke up today and last night before I went to bed, you're like, you let me know because I was sitting here getting
yeah.
fucking way stoned and watching Dexter and shit. Like, I was not even paying attention. I
yeah.
give a fuck less.
I wasn't paying attention either. Just a friend of mine called me and told me.
Really? Yeah. I, like, look over in the chat room and... there's, like, one message in there. He's like, Obama is president. And then you
the
left.
Yeah.
I was like, nice, dude. So, yeah, I don't know. It's kind of the fact that he did win. Like, that's cool and shit that we're progressing as a race. And,
right.
Like,
hopefully.
Yeah.
Who knows, really?
I was really thinking McCain was going to win.
I really thought so. He wasn't even close.
Not
I guess.
At all. And I was just like, you know, if he wins, cool. I really would like to see this place just get fucked up. Like, real. I want, like, bad shit
like
to happen.
Some Fallout 3 stuff.
Yeah, like, total depression.
Post-apocalyptic.
No more. Exactly. And I figured McCain and Palin was the fucking, the dastardly duo to make that.
Just to destroy the country.
They were going to make it happen for me.
Finally.
So that was cool. And then, you know, if not, maybe something will get a little better, because it's sure not going to get fucking worse.
No.
At all.
It needs to either get fucking unbelievably bad, like we were talking about, or better.
Or better. And
it's,
I think,
got only one of those choices.
He might do that. So humans as a whole, you know, I'm usually just ashamed to be a human with the rest of these fucking retards.
Right.
Like, when you said that, I was like, holy shit. Maybe there is a fucking chance.
Maybe
for
there's
people.
Hope.
Maybe there's hope.
A little bit.
And then I check Google and I read about how there's riots breaking out everywhere. And I was like, oh, well, you tried. Almost.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's, and I'm really surprised that all the black people, not to be racist or anything, but like, I'm surprised they didn't hit the streets and, you know, throw a couple chairs or something. Like, hey, it's all right. Right at this juncture, Obama's president now, throw a fucking rock through a window.
Yeah.
You earned it.
<It's>
and then after that,
this
we're
one's
even.
On us.
That, yeah. You know, something like that. Like, hey, free TVs for everyone for the next hour. On us. You got on the white people. You guys earned it. Like, have fun.
And then we're fucking even.
Yeah, and then we're fucking even. So I just wanted to mention a quick message to Obama real quick. I know he listens to the show every now and then. Obama, you're welcome. So I was watching TV, like the news, kind of. I forgot where the fuck I was at. I was at somewhere and I was just sitting there. Oh, I was eating food this morning while I was in Libby. And I'm watching the TV, and of course it's the CNN news coverage and shit, and they kept playing this one quote from Bush, and all it said was, "It will be a stirring sight." And that was when he was asked about Obama becoming president and our first black president. Mm-hmm. Like, that was his quote.
It'll be a stirring sight.
Right. Which means, like, stirring, like, that'll be really uncomfortable and awkward stirring.
Or just,
or like, good, we need to be stirred up a little bit.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It was a weird.
That's probably why I said it, because he could say what he wanted and people wouldn't know.
Yeah,
it goes either way.
It totally seemed like a weird, just open ended fucking quote that it'll be a stirring sight. Like,
right.
Like,
because anything
like
else he would have said about that would have just totally been terrible.
Like, hey, tell us what you really think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He probably didn't even actually say that.
No, probably not.
No,
I don't know.
They just put that in.
So,
there.
In other, you know, when we have the elections, I don't know, some people might not know this. I don't know if you know this or not, but
what's that?
You don't just vote for presidents and stuff. Like, there's bills, propositions, stuff like that. And I have a few.
Wow, 26 writes in that Sarah Palin porno, Nailin Palin, filmed by Hustler, is fantastic. I enjoyed my penis with it.
Very nice. Very nice. It's sexy time. So some of the initiatives that passed I found kind of interesting. Out of the 10 marijuana-related ballot initiatives, 9 of them passed.
Wow.
Like, that's
fucking
really
crazy.
That's good. Like, yeah. That's good for marijuana, like medical marijuana stuff. Michigan is the 13th state now to pass medical marijuana laws. So our friend Berger lives there. That's good. I mean, granted, it is still illegal on a federal level, but that's the first step to getting some shit changed.
Right.
So that's kind of cool. That's
a good start.
These states are starting. Like, we have it here already, and of course, California, Oregon, Washington, all those states. But now it's starting to move into, like, the Bible Belt to all those states that were red and shit. Like, it's starting to make its way over there, and that's good. Massachusetts removed the threat of arrest and jail for an ounce or less.
Now,
wow. Now, in Massachusetts, it's a $100 fine that you can just mail in. It's like a speeding ticket. So,
just an expensive speeding ticket.
Well, for an ounce or less of weed.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Compared to what it could be, or compared to what it still is.
Getting arrested.
Well, right, in zero-tolerance states. If they even find a seed on you, they throw that shit
at you. What is it here? I don't even know.
Here, I don't know.
I've never been caught.
It's never been a problem. Yeah. Like, as long as you're not out in the fucking streets being stupid about it, like, it's not a problem. Let's see, a couple other things here. Oh, our shirts are done. We mentioned that kind of at the beginning. But yes, they are done, and Holy crap, dude.
They're so cool.
I'm wearing it.
I want just to get like 20 of them, and I'll just wear a different one every day.
I just need one, and I'll just wear this one every day. Like, I'm good. So, yeah, everyone that did pre-order your shirts, Brayden will be getting those sent out tomorrow. We got your hoodies, those that ordered those, and the shirts. So, as it stands now, hopefully, you know, with shipping and everything, what we're going to do is, if you're local, email us, info@thejamhole.com or thejamhole.com/donate. And if you want a shirt that we don't have to ship somewhere, they're $15. But if you want a shirt that, you know, has to get mailed somewhere, they're going to be $18. And I think $3 should be more than enough to cover, you know, the fucking shipping and stuff like that. The bag we're going to fucking duct tape it in and whatever the fuck. So, yeah, that shit's all there. We took a picture with my phone real quick. It's up at thejamhole.com/forums if you want to see what they look like. It's kind of a shitty picture, but you get the gist of it. It's a black shirt with our fucking logo and the jam hole on it, and that's it. And they look fucking awesome.
That's all that needs to be.
That's all. Hey, what else needs to be said?
That's it.
That's fucking it. So last night, while I was watching Dexter and shit, I decided to start watching Little Britain USA. Mm-hmm. Did you watch that at all?
Not at all.
Have you ever watched any of the UK Little Britain? Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, never mind then. It's just, I found them very, very funny when I first watched the UK version. It's, when I first watched it, I thought it was like a bunch of people doing, you know, different skits and stuff.
Yeah.
But the more you watch it, it's just these two guys that get in all these different fucking disguises and costumes and fat suits and girl fat suits, like just crazy old people suits, but they do it really well. Mm. And they each play different characters in every skit. And, you know, there's like the same probably 10 characters that get played through all these skits, but it's really funny. You just have to watch it, I guess. I find it amusing.
I'm sure it is. I just never bothered to watch it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I find it very funny. Just, I don't know, you'd have to watch it, I guess. Oh man, so keeping with the whole, I guess, election thing, there was a couple things I did want to read before we do some confessions, and then we'll do some news, and then what do?
Do some clues.
Then we do some clues, yes!
And then we do the blotter.
And then we do some blotter. Yeah. But yeah, that was in my head the whole night the other night, and like I was like, do some clues. We do some news, and we'll do some clues. We'll do some news, and then we'll do some clues. We'll do some news, and then we'll do some clues. And, like, that was just running around in my head.
That must have sucked.
I could not go to sleep.
I bet.
Because I was going to write it down so I wouldn't forget.
Uh-huh.
And I just kept thinking about it, and I was like, fine. After, like, an hour of do some news, and then we'll do some clues. Like, I finally got up, went in the living room, fucking opened the notebook, wrote it down, fucking slammed it shut, and went to bed. And then it was gone.
Nice.
Yeah, so we'll do some clues. But this one's called Man Parks Manure Near Democrats' Campaign Office. And this happened in Montana, out of all places.
Crazy.
Which is kind of why I want to read this. Kind of, and then there's a couple
Sounds
other...
like something that would come from Montana, though.
Yeah, pretty much. In Butte, Montana. But Montana, out of all places for manure.
Wow.
Democrats are criticizing a 38-year-old man who parked a trailer load of manure, also known as a shitload, across the street from Whitehall's Democratic campaign office to protest presidential hopeful Barack Obama. We're going to protest you with a load of shit. You know why?
He's full of shit.
Because you're full of shit. Horse shit.
And they're probably racist, so they're like, it's the same color as well.
That's right.
So take that.
Hey, what color is that? Nigger color. You know that shit. Terry Reed, some awesome dude who owns a construction and excavation. Huh? I almost said evacuation. A construction and evacuation company. It's like they help you evacuate right before the building gets destroyed.
Right.
A construction and excavation company in Whitehall parked the trailer near the office on Saturday. He also posted a sign in the manure mocking Obama's "Change We Can Believe In" slogan as, quote, "A load of crap."
Oh.
For you, sir. Quote, "I think Obama's plan is just one big old poop sandwich, and we're all going to have to take a bite," he said. That you get interviewed by the newspaper because you parked a trailer full of shit across from the Democratic fucking campaign office, and you're fucking, the one thing you have to say is that Obama's just a big old poop sandwich. Wait, what? The 10 other things you could have thought of saying all involve the word nigger? Like, is that what
no,
the problem is?
No, that's probably
the,
so just the most intelligent thing you could think
you
of.
You went with poop sandwich.
Yeah, that was
really?
Clever. He thought it was clever. I
so
mean.
You'll be voting for McCain then? I don't get it. like, these are the people that live in this area. Just mm-hmm. Amazing. And then there's a whole bunch of comments, so then you'll get to see even more of the kind of people. And this is written on the Flathead Beacon, so right. If you guys are familiar with our work, you might also be familiar with my Flathead Beacon commenting problem.
It got pretty intense a while ago.
Oh, man.
For a while. People hated you.
They still probably do.
Probably.
But hey, who's the racist now?
Yeah.
Suzanne, that's right. Our shirts are black, too.
Yeah.
Suck it.
That means our whole logo is black.
There it is. Done and done.
Our website's pretty much all black.
It is.
The only color, the most that we use is black, actually.
I know. Wow. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm glad you finally
who's,
realized.
Who's racist?
Not I. Suzanne Molyneux, the Obama campaign's election team leader in Whitehall, said traffic came to a near standstill as people stopped to take pictures of the trailer. Quote, people in Whitehall were upset. They were outraged, she said. I don't think Whitehall should be represented as this podunk, ignorant community. There's a lot of good people here. Don't think we're ignorant. Reed said he doesn't plan to move the trailer until after Election Day. Quote, my only regret is that I didn't do something sooner, he said. Like what? What? Like, what possibly could you have done? Sooner. Mm-hmm. Like, went door to door and got the word out. Hey, do you guys know there's a nigger running for president?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No way. Yeah. Way.
There's no way to get the word out. Everyone knows, dude.
Yeah, just amazing. So, some of the comments here. Illustrator writes, awesome. A funny, lighter story for Election Day. Navy Vet writes, awesome. And I love the creativeness. That's, you took a load of shit and parked it across.
That's
the,
so fucking creative.
Creative would have been sculpting a statue of Obama in the shit.
Right.
With a little sculpted thought bubble that said something clever. Now
yeah.
That's creative.
That's, wow.
What you did was basically parked your truck. with it just happened to be towing a
yeah.
trailer of shit.
Right.
Grad VA says, I would love to congratulate this guy. How clever. And honestly,
these are all people that are voting McCain money.
Oh, I'm sure. This is why our state was red.
Yeah, because of all these people.
And honestly, for the Democrats hollering about it, they had the same opportunity. They just didn't think of it first. Is this
really?
Where the presidential election of the United States of America? Really, adult? How's your kids? How's your wife and kids? How's your job? How's your life? What are you doing later? Oh, I got this trailer of shit I got to go park in front of the Republicans' campaign office.
Right, so I can show them.
Yeah, McCain, all you talk is shit. This here's a trailer of shit to represent all the shit you talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take that.
Rebel! Rebel, rebel, rebel! Like, really? Adult? This? Go vote. Okay, cool. Anyone know where there might be a picture of it? Says Iceland.
Why would you even want a picture of it? It's a truck with a trailer
right.
with shit
hey,
on it.
You want to see what it looks like? Step outside.
Yeah.
Wide Awake and No Kool-Aid says, I too would love to congratulate this fine American. You should see the whining on the Democratic web pages. Oh, you mean like the same kind of whining that occurred on the Republican web pages
when
Obama said something about a pig and lipstick and they made a big fucking thing
right.
like,
magically it meant Hillary.
You just called Sarah Palin a pig.
I thought it was Hillary Clinton.
No, that was about Palin, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was, because he said you can't put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig or something.
Right.
Like how his policies are all the fucking same, he's just saying that, yeah, it's stupid. And this guy's like, oh, they would have done it if they would have thought of it first. Would they have? I like to think maybe they wouldn't have, but who knows, you know? They might have. We'll see in 8-4 more years or whatever.
We'll see.
Let's see. Bruce
That's assuming that we still make it that much longer.
Bruce Lanatou says, obviously, like a lot of us who haven't drunk Obama Kool-Aid, Terry Reid knows...
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't fucking know.
Obama Kool-Aid?
Obama Kool-Aid? Is that like grape Kool-Aid?
I don't know.
Is that a
just
racist
grape
thing?
Drink?
Because he's black? Like,
well, it's a grape drink.
Hey, you guys need to eat the Obama chicken.
Right.
And the drink the Obama Kool-Aid. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Terry Reid knows a load of bull when he sees and hears it. Now, that's a leader.
Yeah shitload.
Hey, let's just nominate Terry Reid to run in 4 more years, okay? Because he knows a load of bull when he sees it and hears it. Now, that's a leader. Terry Reid, we salute you. You fucking douche. Henry Blanket says, I'd love to see the look on this idiot's face when he wakes up tomorrow to discover that Montana went for Obama. He'll have to pack up his shit and go home. Well, Henry, I'd like to see the look on your face when you woke up this morning and saw in Google that Obama or that Montana was actually red, not blue.
Yeah.
So, Harley Girl Wannabe writes, hilarious! Exclamation point. The Democrats are probably saying, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere. That's hilarious. I don't get it.
What does that mean?
No Kool-Aid here neither, says, oh, Henry, you're not from around these parts, are you, hun? Bravo to Terry and his visual aid. Bravo, Terry. We salute you. Everybody at the horse shit farm salutes you, Terry. Everyone fucking their own children and their relatives
and their
cousins
animals.
And their animals. We all salute you, Terry. John Street says, this is so typical of McSame supporters. That's for you, John.
Wow, that's a new McSame. One.
McSame. Hey, you going to vote for McSame or no Obama?
Oh. That's nice to hear one from McCain, though.
McSame, you mean.
Yeah.
They have nothing positive to say about their own candidate and platform, so they dump on Obama. Dump, because it's shit. At least the Democrats, the Dems, have new ideas. It's a, I don't know if you know the lingo, the political jargon.
Right, I don't know if I do.
Dems actually means Democrats.
Oh, really?
So it's like a shorthand.
Right,
kind of
it's like lazy.
Hey, how Dems doing? Good.
Good.
We're in the White
House. How's the steez?
How's the steez, Dems? How's the Dems steez? At least the Dems have new ideas and approaches, like getting a black guy elected.
Yeah.
Hey, this will guarantee us a win. Because if you don't vote for it, you'll feel like a racist.
Exactly.
Perfect. It'll never fail.
But the problem is most of the people that vote are racist already, and they are proud of that.
Which is why Montana was red.
Yeah, okay. So they don't care.
My grandfather used to have a saying about it, a little something he made up. Never trust a salesman whose strategy is to talk down his rival's product. You never, a little something I just made up.
Yeah.
Never trust a guy that sells pot based on himself talking bad about his competitors. Like if he says, yo, Joe, shit down the street, that shit is whack.
Yeah.
Don't buy pot from him.
Right.
Because that's bad. It's bad news. Carl says, well, the old saying, if it's too good to be true, could be said about BO's tax cut promises. Also, little political jargon, BO.
Right.
Not body odor.
No, Barack Obama.
Right, Barack Obama. Hide your checkbooks now. Oh, might want to hide the guns, too. Hide your checkbooks and your guns.
Because
B.O., he's coming for you.
He's, yep.
Oh, Godzilla writing in. Godzilla says, what a nice summary of Obama. Poop sandwich. The working man's friend is McCain, not Obama. That's awesome. Godzilla voted. JD Two Heart says, I see that there are a few people that believe in Marxism. Obama is a Marxist. What's a Marxist?
I don't know what that means. I've never heard that before.
Karl Marx, Marxism. A Marxist? Oh, he meant Marxist, not Marxist.
Wow. Oops.
You voted. He wants to unionize the ag industry. He droped his... Droped?
I don't think that's right.
He droped his church like a hot potato. What do you think he will do for us? He's for gays and abortions.
I know.
I'm for gays and abortions. Like, not for me being gay, but right. I'm for gays. Because the more gays hook up, the less people will be having kids.
Right, and that means less abortions even.
Right,
too.
See, it's a win-win.
So it's better.
If gay people want kids, they'll just take somebody else's,
right.
Through adoption.
Yeah.
They're not going to, you know, have sex, hopefully.
Right.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can't get a dude preggers. That's why you can come in his butthole. It's all good. You don't got to worry about the morning after pill, none of that shit.
Right, but if you come in a chick's butthole,
oh,
it's the same
something
too.
You do, you might have to worry about.
Huh.
A little something called AIDS.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've heard of it or not.
It's everywhere.
A little something I like to call HIV. let's see. What kind of person do you want to run this country? Take your bleeding hearts and go back to wherever you came from.
But what if you're from here?
Then go home.
Is he talking about Obama because he's not from here?
Let's see. I Need File says, I wish he did that crap around here. I would beat his punk ass. Where was that fag 8 years ago? Where was that fag after September 11th? We just went through 8 years of crap. Now these racist pics want to say somebody else is full of crap? I'm really starting to dislike white people. Anyways, like I said, if he did that trailer mess around me, he would be begging to move it. He needs his ass beat. Oh, God.
You think that's a black guy? Kind of sounds like he's talking about white people.
And then SabatBoy1960 replies, hey, I need files. This is Montana. Whitehall is 4 hours away. Why don't you take a drive and put some action to the gum flapping? He'd probably oblige you an attempt. I reckon. Joe the Plumber, Manure Man in 2012, says the Montana Standard has an updated picture on their website. Sorry, truth haters, he's not a fag nor a racist. So, in your face. And he doesn't have to pack up anything and go home in the morning. Enough people have eaten Obama's poop sandwiches that we will all be crapping it out for the next 4 years. Mr. Terry Reed, thank you. And then I Need Files replies, I live in Hawaii, but believe me, he's a pussy for even thinking about putting that trailer there. What about all those fucking Bush sandwiches we've been eating, huh? Yeah. What
Ooh,
about those sandwiches?
Good one.
Did you forget about those
sandwiches?
Forget
about the Bush sandwiches?
Yeah,
huh?
What about the Bush sandwiches?
We've been eating those for 8 years.
What about the pussy pie?
Hey.
What about those little poop sandwiches we eat when we go to the gas pump? Getting gouged and then made to eat little Bush poop sandwiches.
It's like, that's double whammy.
You racist pigs are so stupid. It takes a lot of hate to go through the trouble he went through. Damn, so loser, all in caps, of course. Couldn't he just call him a nigger and get it over with? Nope, he had to show how much hate he has. All caps again. But that's how white people are, I guess. And then not all caps. Infect our people with AIDS and whatever else you can do to make life hard for somebody else. Black people infected white people with AIDS to make our lives harder. That's the... Is that how that works? Because
I
totally thought the government made AIDS. I thought the government, which is white people,
right?
Well, was. I thought they made AIDS and to make the black people stay
That's
down.
That's what I thought, too.
But herein, the whole time, the black guy gave AIDS to fuck with the white guy.
Really?
That's reverse racism.
Maybe that's a black guy writing that, though.
Maybe. I don't know.
Could be.
McCain lost anyways. That asshole will probably leave it there as long as he can. And then all caps. This should have been called One Racist Sore Loser Tries to Be a Bigger Dickhead Than He Already Is. This one is called One Racist Sore Loser Tries to Be a Bigger Dickhead Than He Already Is.
It's a good title.
This one comes out of fucking Kalispell, Montana. Sabbath Boy replies, wow, Hawaii, where the entire economy is based on dependency. I guess you can't help yourself. Anyway, if you feel inclined to do something about Mr. Reed, besides your verbose racist rant, come on over. Hey, you want to fight? Come on over.
You're invited.
I just emailed you an e-ticket to come on over.
E-vite.
An e-vite and a gift certificate for a can of whoop-ass when you get here. Holy shit. Oh, let's see. Coltron. We'll see a few more here. Coltron says, so funny how when dumbasses can't think of anything intelligent, it's always white people are racist. You don't like Obama. You're racist. Well, I'm black and I still think Obama's a poop sandwich. So shut the fuck up. Wow. STFU. I still think he's a poop sandwich. So STFU. In your face. Right,
so
right,
shut
right
the fuck
in
up.
Your face with the poop sandwich.
Yeah.
With the no Obama McSame poop sandwich. Rebel with a clue says, isn't it funny how you can tell who the ignorants are by the way they speak? Violence. No wonder the vast majority of your people are in prisons. Ooh. Actually, the vast majority of their people are in prisons because of crack, which is something, a little something the white man made to put the black man
right
in prison.
Just like AIDS.
Right. Free America says, I say we all move into northern Idaho and not have to look at the people that voted for him.
What?
Wow. I don't know. Let's all go to Idaho because
what's
nobody
what's
else wants to go there. So
no
we,
one lives in Idaho.
It's a perfect hiding spot.
Right.
I don't know.
No. This fucking thing is getting racist.
So move, dude. Writes, your Aryan Nations club over in Idaho lost the farm many years ago. Oh,
jeez.
Free America, Northern Idaho, where the Aryan Nation
right
farm is.
Right.
All right. Your kind are not welcome in Idaho anymore. Hey. Hey.
Hmm.
We don't take kindly your top around here.
No.
Now, skater. We don't want any trouble.
What is that from?
South Park.
Oh,
the dude
is
in the bar. Now,
right,
skater. We don't want any trouble. let's see. It's very sad that some of you just don't get it and probably never will. Chris Simmons writes, what is sad is that so many of you think that people are speaking out against Obama because of race. It's not about race. Really? Because that guy just called
like
that guy a nigger. And that's, I don't know if you know this or not, but that's as close to race as it gets.
Yeah.
That's like a neck and neck race, if you know what I mean. the issue is that this great country, which was built on freedom and personal responsibility, has just become a socialist nation. Really?
Wow.
I didn't feel any different.
No.
Maybe it's because I'm wearing this new Jam Hole t-shirt.
If anything, I feel more comfortable.
I know. Is that the feeling of being in a socialist nation, or
I
is
guess
that the shirts?
I think it might be the shirts.
Well, if you guys don't like the feeling of being in this socialist nation we appear to be in, thejamhole.com/donate. Fucking $18, you could have a shirt
and you'll feel comfortable.
You'll feel good.
Yeah.
Support the show and feel good. And the really sad part is that so many of you are blind. I didn't know KKK members employed blind people.
Well, you know, there was that one black KKK
oh,
member that was blind.
He was blind, yeah.
Yep.
So what about the deaf people? Don't you feel bad for them? Isn't that sad?
Well, they can see, though.
What about the people that can't walk? What about the
well,
people
they have wheelchairs. They're all right.
Oh, okay.
Not being able to see is like, oh, you fucking might as well give up.
I need files writes back. You white people are so stupid. I mean, come on. You people come up with all these excuses. Oh, Obama is a Muslim. Oh, Obama isn't old enough. Obama this, Obama that. White people, you will say anything other than admit that a black man can do anything better than you tired-ass white people. Well, yeah, do admit they pick some mean cotton.
They do.
I don't know if you know this or not.
Well, they did.
The same cotton that these Jam Hole t-shirts are made
and
out
by
of
the way, the t-shirts happen to be black.
We
also
mentioned that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
See, that's
Jam
how
Hole,
we know we're not
jamhole.com/donate. It's right there. T-shirts.
How many times are we going to advertise?
As many times as I can fit it in here. And hell yeah, I would resort to violence. Okay. Way to not be stereotypical.
Yeah,
dude,
that works.
Sometimes people need a good ass whooping to take them off their high horses.
That's pretty
with
true, yeah.
Especially these children nowadays. Terry Reed, you are a bitch, and I wish you were close to me so I could kiss you.
What?
So we could bro down.
Oh,
you white people kill me with this it's not racism shit. If the world wasn't so fucked up because of your precious bush. Hey, don't bring my precious bush into this.
Yeah, leave my bush out of this.
I would have liked to see how bad a woman who can't take care of her own family take care of our country, or an old Vietnam vet who is probably shell-shocked and who can't wait to press the button. I know what makes you devils, you white devils, so mad.
Yes.
The fact that Bush bombed those buildings, put the whole world on terror alert, and still peace might prevail. The same kind of peace that would beat that guy's ass that you know? Different peace? Oh, okay.
I don't think so.
Different kind.
Yeah.
The American people don't want war. We need peace. What the fuck are we even doing in the Middle East anyways? I don't know if he knows this or not, but there's a lot of oil there.
Yeah, that's kind of why we're there.
You people love violence, rape, and murder. Now, you can't tell me black guys don't like violence, rape, or murder.
Yeah, there's plenty
of it. Come on.
I don't care what race you are, you like that.
Right, some just more than others.
Right.
I mean, damn, you made the freaking Terminator government of the baddest state in the union. Kiss the ring, bitch.
Government or governor?
He just said G-O-V, period, so I don't know. Alan says, by the guy's intelligence speaking above me, I'm gad who I am. Gad?
Gad.
G-A-D. I'm gad who
I'm
I
gad,
am.
I'm gad, dude.
Notice I did not use capital letters. White power. Holy shit. Jeez. This is getting thick.
That's fucked up.
And then I need files replies. Terry Reed has been alive for 38 years. How many times in his life has he ever parked a load of crap next to a black man's campaign office? Well, honestly, in 38 years, how many times has a black man ran for president?
I mean, yeah, come once, on. Ever.
I mean, I'm not saying I'm on his side. I was just
right.
pointing it out.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a mediator in
he
this.
He never really had the opportunity.
I'm not on either side.
Well,
I'm for the middle.
But he was doing it because he was full of crap.
Well, right.
Not because he was black.
I was just saying. Yeah.
True.
How many times in 38 years has he heard somebody tell us anything to get elected? This 38-year-old man has so much hate in his heart, so much jealousy, so ignorant. I quote, sorry.
You're ignorant. That's ignorant.
I think Obama's plan is just one big old poop sandwich and we're all going to have to take a bite. End quote. If that is not being a racist pig, I don't know what is. Well, you could put some lipstick on the racist pig. It's still a racist pig, though.
Right.
He could have kept that comment to himself. Thank you, Terry Reed, for letting the world know how stupid you really are. All caps. Go back to your trailer park and finish having sex with your sister.
Ooh!
Ooh!
You know, I bet...
Fight!
I bet
fight,
there's more
fight.
Words written in caps on this fucking thing
oh,
than
for
normal.
Sure.
It's like mostly all caps.
For sure. And then he replies again to Sabotboy 1960.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
calling out everybody.
What's up?
You wish you could visit Hawaii, son.
take that.
Kiss the ring. anyways, I've been living here for a year. Do you think the people of Hawaii like being part of America? Hell no. They barely like white people either. It's a good thing you're black, huh? They don't need tourism to survive. They were living here fine before the white man came along. The white man came with his diseases and money, /slavery.
Ooh.
See? What'd I say?
Wow.
Obama got elected. Now, what the fuck did I say? We're even.
Right.
I don't even... Don't... No.
Don't bring up the slavery anymore.
Never.
All
again.
That other stuff is fine, just not the slavery.
Unless you're talking about BDSM, I don't want to hear the
right.
word slavery or any root derivative of it. Like, I don't want to hear it. And ruin paradise for everyone. Wait a minute. The white man does that with every place he visit. OMFG, you devils! !! All caps. Oh, man,
there's a lot of black people that hate white people.
Oh, let's see here. Let's move on. Dandy writes, to the racist retard above, you are nothing but a poster child showing all the reasons why white flight and racial profiling exists in the first place. Funny how you talk about white people ruining paradise, air quotes, because last I checked, the only neighborhoods in this country that look like war zones are by far and large populated by black generational welfare apes that will only vote for someone based on their skin color or party instead of the issues of white power.
Holy shit.
He just called that dude an ape.
That's insane.
Wow. Them's fighting words.
Yeah, that...
Them's go get...
It just keeps getting more racist.
Them's is go get some of your ape boys and yeah. hop in the ape Cadillac and go fucking drive around the block busting caps a few times. That's what that is.
Wow.
Oh, man. When a white family moves into a black neighborhood and causes black people's property values to drop through the floor, then you can complain about whitey all you want. Until then, do everyone a favor, STFU, and go back to work in the fry station at McDonald's. Oh, that's... Man.
It's harsh.
That's hatred, dude. Do you think some
these people are just, everyone on this fucking thing that I ever see post on there is just a fucking asshole.
Not always this bad, though.
This
like,
is
we've
the
read,
worst.
We've read some shit about racism when those white white rednecks beat up that Asian mushroom picking camp, and we were all making fun.
Not even talking racist. I'm just talking, like, hateful, like, just angry comments. Just like, holy crap.
That's that. Maybe.
But this is the most racist it's ever been.
Do you
been.
Think some of this stemmed because a lot of these white people on here, excuse me, are Montanan racist rednecks, and they're pissed that McCain did lose, so now they're like, oh, there's a black guy, let's get this. What this is the equivalent of the Rodney King beatings back in the day.
It's exactly
this is
that.
The internet equivalent of that
it's
shit.
It's the virtual Rodney King beating.
Amazing. let's see. Holy smokes. Appalled by all of you, says you should all be ashamed of yourselves. Politics aside, it makes me sad to read the comments posted here. Think about what you're saying before you put it out there. Really, get a clue. We get a clue. We do some clues. Educate yourselves and stop relying on ignorance to get your point across. Alan writes, who is safer, a black man walking down my alley in Montana or me walking down their alley in New York? There, like that alley over there.
Right, not there, like as they own
it. Not the correct usage, just saying. I don't have to make secondary races look bad. They do it themselves.
Secondary races?
Hey, that's like people that smoke weed are second-class citizens, supposedly.
Right.
Like people that aren't white are second-class racists.
Mm.
That's harsh, dude.
That's bad.
Wow, Alan. Racist Alan. Let's see here. They do it themselves. They don't want to work, want handouts, so I guess Obama is their fit. Like over there, look how smart they were with Katrina, spelled like C-A-T, Katrina. They up their own neighborhood and shot their own kind. This guy's kind of ignorant.
A little bit.
The whites were already self-reliant enough to get themselves to safety, and the blacks that were left are left crying to the news the government doesn't do enough, and to the lady who is glad she lives in the East. Excuse me. Do you live with bars on your windows? Stay out of certain areas at night? Worry about drive-by shootings? By B-U-Y. Like, hey, can I purchase a drive-by get one free shooting?
Wow.
I just say it because that's how he spelled
right,
it.
Right, that's how,
just
yeah.
saying.
This guy is bad.
A
like
retard?
Either he can't spell or
is
he's
that
just
you?
Not good at computers and he can't type.
Is that you, Trick? Weird. having your daughter being raped? Thank God for the West. You guys get... Because no one ever got raped in the West back in the Wild West days. You know, they weren't called the Wild West because everything was chill.
Right.
I don't know if you
pretty
know...
pretty wild.
Right. Fucking retard. Oh, goodness gracious. Let's see. Bruce writes, racism sucks!
Yeah.
Exclamation point.
Make it funny.
Whether white or black on white racism is counterproductive. Terry Reid did what many of us felt about this election and the far-left Democratic agenda headed by Obama. Will Obama attempt to redistribute the wealth of hardworking Americans similar to Reid, who now, of last count, earn more than $120 million annually, have a significant portion to... Who the fuck cares, really? Ellie writes, I think it's awfully silly to put poop anywhere in a large amount. What a cute way to say something.
Yeah, because that's really cute.
A trailer full of shit. Oh, that is the cutest thing.
Oh, it's
thing.
So adorable.
Oh boy, howdy, don't ya know. It's just so cute. Too bad people didn't speak up sooner, and I don't mean with crap. I mean with legitimate arguments. Like, hey, shut up, nigger. Like,
yeah, because that's legitimate.
Is that what we're talking about?
That's okay. About all you're going to get.
And then I write, ha 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 ha, that's so awesome. I bet all you retards with McCain Palin stickers on your vehicles feel really cool now. Probably about as cool as all the people with Bush stickers still on their vehicles. Leave it to rednecks to pull some shit like this. Wow, I made a poop pun. Oh, man. And then Just the Facts writes down some shit about... Did you know this? Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but this guy says, things we are not being told, for example, why are the following records not released or not available for Obama? Occidental College records, Columbia College records, Columbia thesis paper, Harvard College records, Selective Service Registration, medical records, Illinois State Senate schedule, law practice client list, certified copy of original birth certificate, and embossed signed copy of original birth certificate, Harvard Law Review articles published, University of Chicago Scholarly articles, record of baptism, his Illinois State Senate records. It seems to me that Mr. Obama has a lot of things to hide. Well, here are some facts that cannot be hidden. So, and then he goes on to compare Iraq to Chicago. That's awesome.
That's a good comparison.
And then I wrote back, did you ever stop to think that perhaps things are that bad in Chicago because the wrong kinds of people live in Chicago? Look at the rest of the largely populated cities in America. It's all the same stuff. Bad black people plus bad white people equals bad society. It's really too bad that people have to be like that, but they do. Did any of you hear the prank phone call that got played on Sarah Palin? Did you hear about that?
I heard about it.
Awesome, huh?
It is funny.
Can you believe that she would have been the president if McCain would have died?
Yeah.
Really, the French president wants to talk to you?
Right.
And is talking to you about that stuff?
He's saying those things?
If at the end they wouldn't have been like, you got pranked, she never would have known.
Never.
She would have been expecting to go hunting with Sarkozy.
Yeah, she would have thought.
Amazing.
That would have been better if they would have done that. And just call her up again later. Yeah, we were kidding.
Yeah, like, no, not even. Or just kept it, like, called her back again. Hey, Sarkozy.
You gonna meet me for hunting?
Yeah.
Make
that
a date.
Shit just, like, totally stretched it out. Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it here. But just amazing shit. Like, that's why Montana was a red fucking state. Another story here in Pennsylvania, pockets of doubt about an Obama presidency. The idea of an African-American president doesn't sit well with John and Marlene Roberts, who were eating a breakfast of eggs and hash browns at Denny's, of course, the morning after Obama's victory. Quote, I guess you could call us prejudiced, said Marlene, 62, a retired collection agency worker, wearing a diamond-studded cross around her neck. I like how they had to fucking put that in there. Like, by the way, she's racist and religious.
Yeah.
Quote, I don't believe a black person should be president, continued Marlene as she took a forkful of eggs over easy. Quote, I hope he does wonderful things, but I don't like it. Like, I just wanted to read that for you guys. Just more examples of how these people are so stuck on that shit. It's like, it doesn't
evolve
matter.
A little bit,
I know,
please.
It's amazing. It is amazing to me that these people are still alive. You've managed to survive this long.
Just that there's still people even, like, younger that actually think that way.
Right, yeah, that also.
It's like, I'm surprised that hasn't died out yet.
It's almost more excusable for, like, I don't want to make excuses for that kind of fucking ignorance, but it's almost excusable for the older generations.
Right, because they still think the old way is.
Right, that's how they were raised. Right. But nowadays, if people are still raising their kids to think that kind of shit, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. And you probably shouldn't have had
kids. All the rednecks we live with have kids.
Yeah.
And they're raising them like that.
Yeah. It's amazing. So all we gotta do, I guess, is wait for these people to fucking slowly but surely die.
That's assuming that all of them do die and their views don't still stay with us.
Right. They can't pass that shit on, which I'm sure they're doing. But hopefully it'll get to one person they're trying to pass it on to that's like, you know what? You're a racist fucking idiot. I don't know what you're talking about. You're drooling, and I think you just shit yourself.
Yeah, you're retarded.
Go, go ahead and get that cleaned up.
Oh, you're voting tomorrow? That's cool.
Yeah. Who are you voting for?
Oh, McCain, oh, really?
Do you think people are... Oh, they've got to be so ashamed, like, driving around. Well, I guess I'm sure if they believed in McCain and Palin that right. much to put those stickers on their cars, they still stand behind that.
Well,
and they're
yeah.
like, oh, we were robbed. It was robbery. Let's recount that shit. It was wrong.
Or they just say all the people that voted for Obama are wrong. I mean,
right. It's like, deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Do?
Well, should we do some confessions or should we do some news?
Should
we just
do some confessions.
Should we?
I love the confessions. Just do a few.
Okay.
Least.
I'll just do a few. I constantly wonder if he knows how much he's hurting me right now. Like, how you're typing this while he's like fucking her in the asshole while she's typing this. And she's like, huh, I wonder if he knows how much this hurts. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
All I want is for you to let me. Hey, Brayden.
Yeah.
All I want is for you to let me take care of you.
Really?
I can make you so happy. Why can't you see that? Why don't you see that, Brayden? We could be so happy together. I could make you so happy in ways you could never imagine.
Wow.
Is it weird when I look into your eyes and say that?
It would be weird if that was you that wrote that confession.
About you? That's weird. I am obese, and it is the most depressing thing ever. Not only for you, but for, like, everyone around you.
Right.
Depressing
everyone.
As fuck.
Just, I don't even want to see your face.
At all.
Ever.
Hey, turn around. I don't even want to see your face.
Put your hood over your face.
I know how to change it. Like, I know how to change it.
Yeah.
But I don't have the energy or the motivation to do anything about it. That's catch 22. Like, yeah. I'm fat, and that makes me depressed. I know how to change it, but I'm fat, so I don't have the energy or the motivation to not be fat.
Right, because you're depressed also.
Right, and that takes away the energy also. And walking around with an extra 300 on
you. Also takes away
that
the energy.
That takes away the energy.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude. That's that place we were talking about. Heroin and World of Warcraft at the same time.
That's that place.
That's that place. Yeah. Obese. Depression. You see the glimmer that is change. You know how to get there, but you just don't have the means.
You can't. You just can't.
That sucks.
But you know, but you can at the same time.
It's all the mix same. I haven't seen him in 5 years. And so when my sister showed me his MySpace, it kind of freaked me out. I don't know if he'll remember me. I'll give it a try! ! Like, hey, she's going to send the message, and you know what the reply is going to be?
Hmm.
Who's this?
Yeah.
Who's this? The dreaded who is this. Does that work on MySpace? Because, like, in text phone messages, there's no picture to go with
it. It's just the number.
At MySpace, he can see the picture.
Right. And their name and everything.
It's worse if you send someone a message on MySpace and you get the who's this.
Because they can see who you are.
Because they see the picture.
They don't even remember who that person
is. That's worse than the cell phone who's this. I feel so alone right now. No alcohol or drugs to numb the pain. The pills that ease the pain. Just sitting here, crying to myself. No one to talk to. How depressing is that? ? I just don't think I can go on anymore. It's hard to breathe. I just want to be happy. Does anyone else feel this way?
Jesus, this person needs a fucking hug.
I almost started crying for real.
Someone give this guy a hug.
Oh, no alcohol or drugs to numb the pain. How depressing is that?
That's bad.
That's like the question. That's like the hi, how are you? It's like, how depressing is that? Do you really want an answer to that, or are you just making conversation?
Right.
Because I could tell you. I was molested when I was a child. How depressing is that, person above this person? Now that's depressing. And I don't know what to say when I'm asked, who was your first kiss? Well, who molested you? If it was dad, then you would say my dad was my first kiss.
Right.
But if it was Uncle Bill, then you would say, obviously, Uncle Bill was my first kiss.
If it was a stranger that kidnapped you, you would say a stranger.
Or when they ask you that, just be like, I was molested.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I was molested as a child. Ask me who my first fuck was.
Please.
No, ask me.
Who was your first fuck?
I was molested as a child.
Really?
That must
be so awful for you.
How depressing is that?
That's pretty depressing for you, I guess.
I often pretend to know answers to questions when in fact I quickly Google them. Well, that's cool though. I mean, you still did you learn the answer then? Because if you're just forgetting it, then it's kind of a waste. Because what if they ask you and you don't have Google there? Then you're effed in the A.
What are you going to do?
You better bowl some shit out of your
you
ass.
You better.
I mean, I learn a lot this way, but people think I know more than I really do. I'm so fucking proud. No, dude, that's because everyone else is too retarded to know how to type questions into Google. Like, that's fine. People are dumb. Oh, let's see. I have a girlfriend who loves me like I have always wanted to be loved. Hard and from the behind. And I want to love her so much. I try so hard. But
there's that but.
But something, or but really, sorry, I totally ruined that. I try so hard, but really, the passionate feelings just aren't there. I gotta come clean with you. I'm just not feeling it anymore.
No?
Every time we bro down, I'm just, a little piece of me dies. It's just not there anymore. I love her and I care for her deeply, but something is missing. I loved my first girlfriend with all my heart and gave her everything. I could not dream of being with anyone else, but she was not as committed as I was. She cheated on me, this and that. I had to leave her. It was the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Now, I cannot leave my current girlfriend because I dreamed, nay, I had a fantasy.
Whoa.
Of this kind of love and commitment from a woman, from a dude. But I just can't feel the same. I can't stop thinking about dating other people. Hey, dude, that's not love.
No, not at all.
Holy shit. I feel like a jerk. Yeah. Like it's my fault that I can't feel that way and live happily ever after with her. But there's no forcing matters of the heart. You can force matters of the body.
Right.
But matters of the heart, not so much. Not unless you get lucky with the Stockholm syndrome.
Right.
Then, all right. Someday I will have to move on and break her heart. I don't know if I will ever forgive myself. And
you will. You don't fucking care.
You will when you meet the next chick you fall in love with, right, and then get sick of after 2 fucking months. And then, you know, break up with her, break her heart. She goes nuts, gets fat, kills kids. And then you find the next person. Mm. It's an endless cycle, really. Let's see. Last one here. I wish I had a female friend. Mm. You ever feel like that?
I have female friends.
On MySpace. Cool, dude.
No, in real life, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You're lying.
Not
your eye twitched.
And it, you always say that, but
you always
it
lie.
Not at all.
Really?
Really.
That look doesn't work on me.
It's my same look.
Can I finish?
You just say that because they can't see
can
me.
Can I finish?
No.
Can I finish?
No.
Can I finish?
Okay.
And it pisses me off that my best friend has tons of them. Those female friends that I was talking about before Braden so rudely interrupted me.
You started
and
it.
Can I finish?
No.
Can I finish? And is complaining about not having a relationship. Sometimes I feel so angry at him. You know, you should feel bad for him because you know what? He's tried to have a relationship with all those female friends. And you know what they say? We're such good friends. Why ruin it? Good thing. So he's in the same boat you are, dude. He's just around girls that he can't have. You choose not to have either. Oh, that is it for the world of confessions. Amazing what the internet brings to us.
Everything.
Cream of the crop. You ready to do some news?
Let's do some news.
Episode 108. Mm. Call it in the air.
Tails.
No! What? Call it. It's in
tails.
My hand. Call it.
Tails.
That's all, folks. Heads.
Oh, you get
shit. You hesitated. Well, you were like, no, tails.
Well, I thought tails before I said heads, but then I said heads. I was like, no, that's not the one I wanted.
Remember Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
Remember tails?
Yep.
Just making sure. Sorry. Parched. What the fuck is a co-host for?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't even see you were taking a drink.
Wow. Wow, dude. Way to have my back.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem.
This one is called...
What happened?
Ad opening up. Okay. Sorry. This one is called A Vicar...
What?
A Vicar... What'd you think I said? Huh?
I thought you said that. I just didn't know what that was.
A vicar, like a man of the cloth.
Gotcha.
Priest. A vicar turned up in agony at a hospital with a potato stuck in his bottom. You say potato, I say potato.
Potato. Right. I say potato in the butthole.
Don't molest kids that have potato guns. That's all I'm saying.
Is that what you think is happening?
I don't know.
Are you calling it right
now? I'm calling that right
now. He tried to molest the kid and he pulled out a potato gun.
Kid came back, 5 deep, stees shining, popping, fucking potato gun, bubbling.
How do you even get a potato in your ass in the first place?
You molest a kid that has a potato gun.
Other than that.
He comes back with 5 of his bro hounds. They hold you down, fucking What's that game called?
Huh.
When
I don't know.
You play hacky sack. Right. Elimination. Oh. When you get out, you have to stand against the thing, right. And then they throw the hack at your ass or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that, but with the potato gun.
Ugh. Pants down, too.
Rectum. the clergyman told stunned casualty nurses he fell backwards onto his kitchen table while hanging curtains. So, hey, how'd you get that tater in your asshole? Well, funny story. See, I was hanging curtains.
Right.
And I fell backward onto my kitchen table.
And landed on a potato.
Where the potato just happened to be.
Yeah, and went right in my asshole.
Okay.
Did you not have any pants on?
He happened to be nude at the time of
really?
The mishap.
That's so hanging, fucking bullshit.
Hanging curtains. Hey.
In the nude.
Have
falling.
You ever hung curtains on weed, man? Because it'll make you fucking get naked. Straight up buck wild hanging curtains and shit. Running around like with the curtain as a fucking little cape. Just drunk as fuck. Fuck.
This has got to be a lie, though.
The embarrassed reverend in his 50s had to undergo a delicate operation to extract the offending vegetable. The spud was yesterday revealed to be among a litany of objects medics in Sheffield have removed from people's nether regions. So, a lot of things going in people's assholes here
right.
in... this place.
That's kind of... I think that happens
Sheffield.
Everywhere. I think that happens everywhere.
Yeah, people just
sadly.
Like...
They just
like,
do that.
Little kids put things in their mouth and their nose,
right.
And as you get older, it
you
starts
move
to
the
go...
the pussy in the asshole.
In your asshole, right. Others include a can of deodorant, a cucumber...
That's in the vagina.
Like, hey, are you feeling not so fresh? Why have to put deodorant on your asshole like 5 times a day? You know what I do? I take the can of deodorant. It's got to be the spray.
Right.
And I shove it up my asshole
right.
upside down.
And then spray.
So then when I'm feeling not so fresh, I just fucking...
But one time
hey,
it went up too far.
Raise your hand if you're sure. That's right. I'm sure. Let's see. A cucumber. That's totally understandable. A Russian doll. Really?
Wow.
Like, why is it a Russian doll?
Where's
like,
the hamster? What's
the difference?
Yeah.
Are those the ones that have those big pointed hats?
Maybe.
And a carnation. What in carnation? like most of the other patients, the red-faced vicar. that word is getting really close.
Yeah.
The red-faced vicar insisted to staff at the city's Northern General Hospital that his predicament was, capital bold, not the result of a sex game gone wrong. He's like, well, I'll tell you what didn't happen.
Right?
This is not the result of a sex game gone wrong.
With a little boy, probably.
Like I said, I was hanging curtains naked. I was not having freaky deaky sex
no.
with potatoes and children. I was not. We were not playing a game. And it did not go wrong.
No.
Like, everything went according to plan.
I was just trying to hang my damn curtains.
I mean, my curtains are hung.
Right.
Really? A 50-year-old adult who voted? Cool.
From a cane, of course.
Cool, dude. You and God, right? You and God. A&E nurse Trudy Watson said, quote, he explained to me quite sincerely he had been hanging curtains naked in the kitchen when he fell backwards onto the kitchen table and onto a potato. But it's not for me to question his story. He had to undergo surgery to have it removed. So what, is that punishment enough? She admitted some sex-related emergencies had made staff chuckle. But she urged anyone contemplating sticking something where the sun doesn't shine to think again.
Hey.
You thinking about putting things where the sun don't shine?
Yeah.
Think again. Still thinking about putting things where the sun don't shine?
No, because I thought again.
Good. Miss Watson said, My advice? Don't do it. It can be very dangerous and potentially life-threatening. Surgery can lead to infection,
nasty scarring, and it could possibly end up with the person having to use a colostomy bag as a result.
Now, that would suck.
Yes. Because,
you know, then they're trying to shove that up their ass.
I know.
And then
it's
that,
like, that's just one more thing to cause
problems. Yeah, you're just asking for problems. I would just put them down.
Yeah, just put them down.
Down for the count.
Take them to the pound.
Oh, goodness. Let's see here. Health staff across Sheffield, Barnsley, Rotherham, and Doncaster say they are no longer surprised at the things people use to spice up fun in the bedroom. I am no longer surprised at the things people shove up their assholes.
I was never surprised.
Like, at first, I was a little surprised.
Yeah.
But then one day, I was just like, you know what? I woke up this morning half expecting to pull that out of someone's asshole. I live for that kind of shit.
That is, how would you like that?
You know what I mean?
That would be one of the top 10 jobs I would not want to have.
Proctologist?
Yeah, having to take things out of people's asses.
Yeah, you're a coctologist.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
You are. Our staff deal with them in a discreet, professional, and kind way, except when stories get leaked to the Sun News and we read about them on the Jam Hole. That's it for that story. What do you got for us here? Episode 108. T-shirts, jamhole.com/donate. Hey, did I mention?
Hey.
Your stees gone up by like 10 stees points.
Why is that?
Because you're wearing a Jam Hole shirt. And my
really?
Friend, black looks good on you.
Yeah.
It brings
right
out
right back
your,
at you.
Hey, thanks.
This one is called Stoning Victim Begged for Mercy.
No, dude, I'm too stoned. Mercy.
Mercy, uncle.
Oh, uncle.
Uncle,
no more weed,
I can't
bro.
Take it.
I'm so
Is that not what happened?
One for each of us, bro hound. Speaking of.
So this is actually the second part of this that
oh,
one story you read.
Oh, that's the chick that was buried up to her neck and then dudes were tucking rocks at her?
Right, because she cheated on her husband and she asked for it.
Shouldn't have been a slut.
Well, that's not what happened.
She asked for it.
That's not what happened.
All women ask for it when they get raped. I don't know if you know this or not, but if you see a girl and you're like, hey, what happened? And she's like, oh, nothing much. I just got raped. You're like, you asked for it, huh?
You had it coming.
And 10 times out of 10, she'll be like, yeah, I deserved it.
Wow.
Just saying.
A young woman recently stoned to death in Somalia first pleaded for her life, a witness has told the BBC. Don't kill me, don't kill me, she said, according to the man who wanted to remain anonymous. A few minutes later, more than 50 men threw stones. Oh, hey, you're back.
Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
Human rights.
Did you miss me?
Yes. Human rights group Amnesty International says.
Oh, of course they did. You have nothing better to do.
They are everywhere.
You can't save all the whores. I don't know if you know this,
no,
but.
But you can save all the fucking. These people. Amnesty International says the victim was a 13-year-old girl who had been raped.
The victim was a 5-million-year-old rock.
That got
we're not
thrown
you,
at this
we're
woman.
Not here for the whore.
No.
Be nice to those rocks.
Those rocks are people, too.
They're old.
Initial
nice.
I fucking lost my spot.
I know.
Initial reports had said she was a 23-year-old woman whore? Who had confessed to adultery.
Well, what's the definition of a whore? Well, I guess a whore does it for money.
Yeah.
She's a slut.
Right. Sluts just do it for free.
Right.
They give it away. Numerous
throwing that pussy out.
Yep. Numerous eyewitnesses say she was forced into a hole, buried up to her neck, then pelted with stones until she died in front of more than 1,000 people last week.
Who are all shouting, whore, whore, yep. Whore, burner, stone the witch.
Burn the witch. It's not stone the
oh,
witch.
Oh, I don't even know she's a witch. Oh, she looks like a witch. Classic.
That's from the Holy Grail, isn't it?
Yes.
Nee. Nee. Meanwhile, nee. Islamists in the capital, Mogadishu, maybe? Is
nice.
That, maybe that's what
that's
it is.
That's absolutely how it's,
I'm
how
sure.
It's pronounced.
Yes. Have carried out a public flogging. Mogadishu is normally...
Molly? Was her name Molly?
Flogging
Molly?
Really?
Huh? I've never heard that band.
Never.
I just know the name.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I might have heard them. I don't remember them. Mogadishu is nominally under the control of government forces and their Ethiopian allies who face frequent attacks by Islamists
AIDS?
And...
Oh.
That also. AIDS and Islamic and nationalist insurgents. The BBC's Muhammad Alad Hassan.
I thought you were going to say Ali. Muhammad Ali said, ugh. Actually, he didn't really say anything. He just stood there, drooled, and shook.
Yeah,
a
that's
lot.
All I can do.
A lot. Too soon? Wait, is he dead yet?
I don't. He's old as fuck.
He's in my death pool.
He might as well be dead. I bet he's got a lot of bets on him. Actually,
come on, we having fun yet? People in the chat say hey.
But yeah, the BBC's Muhammad Alad Hassan in the city says flogging was a show of strength. He says two men accused of helping to kill a man and torture his mother, who they accused of theft, were each given 39 lashings in the northeastern suburb.
That will happen.
Sakwahola. The man who actually killed the alleged thief was released after agreeing to pay his family 100 camels in compensation.
What?
Here's 100 camels, dude.
You know... You live, and 26 says, hey.
Hey.
Oh, hey. No, but, sorry. No, but, you know, read the feedback, by the way, while I'm saying this. You know, though, that it's time to move, because you live in a shitty place. MDS says, hey.
Hey.
You live in a shitty place when people pay back people in camels. Like.
That's their currency.
Animals.
Yes.
Nasty ass, stanky ass, yep. Fucking disgusting animals.
Mm-hmm. I think they use them for transportation.
Right.
And such.
I don't pay people here in cars.
No.
Like, really? okay, so you raped my daughter. That'll be 75 camels, 3 cows, and a goat.
Yeah.
Goat had better be female.
Right. I don't want any more of these male goats.
Stereo Radiation and Paulo both say hey. Holla back,
hey.
Y'all. Holla back. All right. What was the feedback?
It says, the black really brings contrast to Braden's cutting scars.
It does.
It does. Isn't it? You should see the cold.
Oh, I know. I yeah. feel the cold, bro.
Burn,
I'm
digger.
Here with you. I feel it.
Now I got to find my spot again.
Hey, please.
Before the flogging, hundreds of Islamist fighters performed a military parade. Mm-hmm. A military parade. That's fun.
Is that like
can we have those on our main street? Because that would be great.
Just running
just
around.
Just fucking military to shoot off guns.
Midnight oil, guns in the sky, just all fucking
just walking
night.
Down Main Street.
And then we'll make our beds burn. And then we'll be like, how do we sleep when our beds are burning? Holy shit, that was 3 in a row.
That was good. I'm impressed.
Yep. Yeah. Is that it for that
That's
story?
That's fucking it for that story.
That is fucking it for that story. Well, I'll pass this to you, and I will say this one is called Son Allegedly. Not saying he did, not saying he did. This one is called Son Allegedly Attacks Mom in MySpace Altercation. Whoo! Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Hayden, Idaho, another McCain state. Your mom, what would your mom have to do in MySpace for you to have an altercation with her?
She probably took it away.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm going to say...
I think this has happened before.
Okay, before I even read this, I'm gonna call what's going to happen. The kid was trolling for tail on MySpace like he does every night.
Okay.
MySpace, I don't know if you know this or not, but MySpace is a good place to find loose women that will probably end up being dudes. So he starts talking to this chick, ends up being his
dude.
Mom.
Mm.
He didn't know that. They arranged
a meeting.
He was making
some moves.
His mom doesn't know that either.
Right.
They both are like trolling
they're both
trolling for tail on MySpace.
Yeah. Right.
They meet each other. She's a whore. He's desperate.
I wonder how many times that's happened on Craigslist.
They meet up, and he's like,
"Oh,
mom?" And that's what caused the altercation. Let's find out.
No, I don't think so.
I'm calling it.
I don't think so.
An 18-year-old Hayden, Idaho man. Well, he's 18. A boy. Are you a man at 18? Do you feel like a man?
I don't
know. Do you
do
man things?
Man things.
You have hair on your balls?
Yes.
That's a man thing.
Is it?
He was accused of stabbing his mother after she forbade him to use the internet social networking site MySpace, a.k.a. the place to troll for tail on
yes.
the nets. All right, well, you were right. I was wrong. my story would have been better.
It would have been.
So, hey, your MySpace privileges revoked.
Gone.
Do you want to stab me now?
Is your life over because of this? That you'll kill her over that?
Holy shit.
Like, he has to kill... The only reason her now is because she took it away, and the only way he'll get it back is if she's dead.
Right, because
he just needs to... He doesn't want his mom to die, really. He just needs to get back on MySpace. Because
that's the only computer in Hayden, Idaho, right?
Right.
You can't go anywhere else and go on MySpace.
I guess.
She's on there, like, monitoring his account, and as soon as it says online, like, you're grounded.
Yep.
And then he stabbed her. That's amazing. Oh, MySpace. You know what this means?
Huh.
MySpace has been responsible for more deaths than marijuana.
And so has Facebook.
Write that down. Put it on the list.
I will.
The man was arrested last week for investigation of aggravated assault after his mother said he cut her wrist. That's weird.
Wow.
It's like, you're actually supposed to do this. You can't ask for help. I don't know if you know that.
Right.
Right. Okay.
This is your thing.
The mother said she confronted her 6'2", 320-pound son.
Damn.
Hey, you ever heard of World Warcraft?
I think so.
You have? Oh, really? Wow. Never would have guessed. after which he became aggravated and packed his belongings to leave their home. Police said he pulled a black and silver knife from his pocket as his mother tried to take his cell phone charger from him.
Ooh!
Don't fuck with my phone charger.
Don't fuck with my
you
phone.
You ever. I will slice your wrist.
I will if stab you.
In the face. If you
dead.
Ever.
Go I'll kill you.
If I see you anywhere near my cell phone charger.
Or my cell phone.
Just pretend my cell phone charger just got a temporary restraining order on you. Mm-hmm. 20-foot radius.
The least.
I don't want you anywhere near my cell phone charger. The man rode off on his bicycle, but was later detained by police. He was released from Kootenai County Jail on Monday. Well, that's good. I hope you and your mom are having makeup sex right now.
Oh, God.
Because that's what they do in Idaho. I don't know if you are aware. All right. What do you got for us? Yeah, episode 108.
This one is called Meth Found in Boy's Halloween Trick-or-Treat Bag.
Hey. Ding dong. Trick-or-treat. Smell my feet. You got any meth? Ooh, meth. Fuck yeah, dude.
In Minnesota.
Fuck yeah.
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 Now hey, that's some fucking candy.
Got some Snickers, some Butterfinger, some
crystal.
Sunny D. Ooh, some crystal meth.
Yes, I was all out.
Was he, like, do you think he had it in the pixie sticks and shit? Or was like, tossing...
Just a fucking
tossing
bag.
Dime bags and dicks at these kids.
Right.
That's awesome.
And Minnesota...
And, like, when the kids get home and they're all fucked up on meth, their parents just think they have, like, a wicked bad sugar high.
Right, exactly. They won't know. They just think they ate too much candy.
I didn't know sugar would make you stay up for 5 days straight.
Yeah, and then just crash.
Are you seeing things? Because I am. I'm on meth, though, so I don't know. That's... Oh, best headline ever.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
A Minnesota boy came home with a pretty scary treat on Halloween. What looked like rock candy was actually crystal meth.
No.
Yes.
Coming home with the dude. Coming home holding hands with the dude that sold you the meth would have been a really scary treat. Meth is just...
By itself, it's just meth.
Not so much. The people that do meth, now that's scary.
Right, and the people you get it from.
Right. That's awesome. You were like fucking 5 seconds away from getting your little asshole raped and pillaged and plundered, probably.
The 7-year-old reported that someone had dropped something into the child's bag Friday night while the boy was out trick-or-treating with his sister.
Wait, oh, hey, did you drop that? Oh, hey, did you find a bag of meth in there, little 5-year-old? Because I might have dropped it.
I might have dropped it.
I don't know, because I'm still really fucking high from meth.
Right,
but I'm missing a bag. It's either I dropped it or my dick-sucking fucking whore girlfriend stole it again.
Yes.
Sorry.
I really hope that happened. His parents say they found a bag of meth along with $85 mixed in among the Snickers bars and Skittles.
The kid's like, dude, I swear that's not mine. It's a friend.
I'm holding it for a friend.
I learned it from watching you. How shitty would that kid feel if turned out that his parents actually accidentally dropped it there?
Ooh. The parents called police, who confirmed the substance was methamphetamine worth up to $200.
Oh, man.
They had to put the price on it. The boy's mom said the clear
they
crystals...
They always do that, though.
The clear crystals look like rock candy. The kids could have OD'd on it.
Oh.
Could have, yeah. Well, just give them a little bit.
Well, and I remember when I was a little kid during Halloween, like, that was back when, I don't know if it was the urban legend or if it really happened where we lived in California, but there was, like, all the scares about people putting needles and pixie sticks and razor blades in the Snickers and stuff. And, mm-hmm. like, my parents would always, when we got home, they would take our bags of candy and they would go through it all and make sure it was all legit and shit. So I could see it happening,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I can.
But your parent, like,
this
yeah.
is a little different, though.
Well, yeah, this isn't like...
They didn't go to the door and they put it in
with
there.
Meth, like, inside of it or right. something. This, like, was just like, I dropped my baggie, because it was in my hand when you rang the doorbell and I grabbed the candy, baggie still in my hand, and oops, because I'm high on meth.
Right.
Right.
And I was just about to do more. That's why I had the baggie.
That's so awesome.
Police in the town of Rumsey, northwest of Minneapolis, say that they believe the young man was suspected fleeing police after a report of an assault in the area. So he was running from the cops, and he's like, shit, I need to get this money and this meth money off of me.
And he just tossed it?
And just fucking stuck it in this kid's bag and just took off.
That's so awesome.
He's like, I'm not, no,
I'll
I'm not falling
set that
for this.
Right here.
Yeah, just
no
put
problem.
That there. And wow. That's it for that story.
That's a great story. A great yes. little Halloween story. That really brings me back
yeah.
to the that's days when I used to do meth and really? Run around and meth. No. Takes me back to when I was a kid and people yeah. were putting needles in pixie sticks.
And that's how you started doing
it. I know.
That.
How's a nigga supposed to snort a pixie stick when there's a fucking needle in it, son? Oh, fuck me. This one is called Fresh Jeans Needed to Save Chicken Industry. Gotta save the chicken industry. Because, you know, look who's president
oh,
now, man.
Yeah, right.
We're gonna need to up production like 110%. The first analysis of genetic diversity in a modern agricultural commodity. What the fuck? Welcome to Science Talk. has returned some disturbing news. Market-driven chicken farming has produced a race of genetically homogenous fowl in dire need of new blood. What does that sound like to you?
I don't
even know. You keep
letting
chickens fuck in the same thing and you uh-huh. keep using those? That's like, I don't know, it totally reminds me of like the whole king and queen bloodline thing. Like right. they just fucked and inbred and shit. And it's like, those people were the leaders and shit, you yeah. know? It's like, look what's happening with these chickens. This is a metaphor for us. We need to stop fucking.
Right.
And we
that's
definitely need
this
to stop.
This is God giving you that sign you
if
need.
If you believe in God, this is what that is.
Yeah.
You need to stop fucking people you're related to, okay? Can you do that for
yes.
me?
This is a message God is trying to give you through this.
Industrial chickens, bred to grow big and fast, have lost about half of the genetic variation found in their wild counterparts. The precise role of each lost variant isn't known, but many likely affect resistance to disease. Huh. That's just like people. Like, we're not certain diseases, we're weaker too, and all that shit.
Yeah.
We just keep doing that fucking and fucking and fucking our sisters and our cousins and this is what's gonna happen. We're getting taken out. New diseases or mutations of old ones occur all the time. Nature overcomes those new challenges by creating new defenses from existing genetic variability. If commercial breeders don't introduce new stock, like we need to get new blood.
Right.
Genetic variability will be exhausted. And that means you're all effed mm-hmm. royally. Royally, because I was...
Right.
Nice. And, you know, this is just a bunch of science stuff. I just wanted to make fun of the king and queen for
it's
a minute.
Okay. We should probably do some clues.
Should we do some clues?
We should do some
Are
clues.
Are there some clues to do?
There's some clues.
Oh, let's do some clues, and then we'll do some fucking blotter, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
Are you going to explain it?
Oh! Raging Clue is a little something we do whenever there's new Raging Clues to do. TheJamHole.com/forums. If you want to play along, it's basically our sick fuck fans find pictures that are totally disgusting, and they post a clue, and we have to figure out what the picture is. What is the first clue?
Probably.
Let's do some clues!
Do some clues!
Do some clues!
This clue is make mine drip.
Make mine drip?
Yeah.
Make mine drip. Is it like a leaky faucet?
Maybe.
Perhaps? Or is it great. Like an asshole prolapse with shit dripping out of it?
Oh, God.
Because it could go either way.
Yeah.
I'm going to think, though, leaky faucet. I think, like, a dick that's just dripping something. I don't know what.
I can't even think of anything for this.
Well, think of a dick just disgusting right. and dripping stuff.
It's either a dick or an asshole dripping something.
Or it could be a vagina.
Or that,
they get
too.
Wet.
Yeah,
sometimes.
And they drip.
And they do drip.
Yes.
Whether it be from their eyes or from their vaginas.
Right.
Their vaginas cry. All right, so what is it? Survey says... What is it? What is it?
I'm going.
It is. Okay. It's two God. Chicks. One
yes.
chick is blowing a snot rocket of semen out of her nose into the other chick's mouth. And she really looks like she's enjoying that, Bob. She really got good form and posture on that there. You see how she started with the index finger
yeah,
to the just, nostril?
Boom!
That's fucking disgusting,
that's
guys.
So bad.
Really? That is disgusting. So
that makes me want to go blow my
that
nose.
That makes me want to wonder what the second clue is. do you have semen in your nose?
No.
Do you want some?
No.
All right, what is the next clue?
Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head?
Yes.
Is it like a Barack Obama with little plastic eyes and ears and noses and mouth? Oh,
that
my.
That could be it.
I don't know. Is it the potato that was in that fucking Vickers asshole?
Yeah. It was a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Said potato.
That doesn't point to little kids.
No.
Stereo Radiation says Nick Starr is the village idiot of the podosphere. He's kind of like the village whore. Shows just seem to like pass him around.
Mm-hmm.
Like one show will get him and they'll make a bunch of fun of him. He'll Twitter that
when
he's
can
gonna,
it be our
hold
turn?
On. He'll Twitter that he's gonna go kill himself.
Yeah.
And then he won't because he's a big fucking pussy.
Right.
And he then like another show will pick him up. Do the same thing. Make a bunch of fun of him. Make him want to go kill himself. He'll Twitter that he's going to go kill himself. And then he won't. And then, do you know what happens after that?
He does it again.
No, then he kills himself, finally.
Okay, I see.
Only, if only.
When do
Who
we
do
get
you think
our
he
turn?
Voted for? I don't know. I don't...
I think it would be funny to fuck with him.
I don't want to get that passed around over here.
No.
I don't want
we
that
might
round.
Catch something.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
What's the next clue?
Mr. Potato.
Oh, it's a Mr. Potato Head up somebody's fucking asshole.
Is it?
That's what it is. 26 says, holy shit, guess what the next clue is. It's a potato up someone's asshole. It's a Mr. Potato Head
right, in
up
an asshole.
Someone's asshole. What is your guess?
I don't know. That's,
Survey
that's
says.
That's the only thing
what
I
is it?
Think
Survey
of.
Says. Oh,
what?
It's a Mr. Potato Head up someone's asshole. Cool.
God.
No, that's really fucking disgusting.
What is that?
It's a head. It's just completely destroyed. It's like some nasty,
wow.
disgusting thing
that's
that was a
terrible.
Head. Is that real? Because that's really fucking gross.
That is really bad. Why would anyone ever have a picture of that ever?
For a rainy day?
Why would you ever need that?
I have no idea. What's the next clue?
That's it.
Is that it?
That's it.
You ready to do some blotter?
Let's do some blotter.
So,
some head-to-head blotter.
Since last week, head-to-head blotter went so fucking... That was fun.
Yeah.
We're going to do it again this week.
I don't think it's going to be as good this time. I'm just going to say it right now.
Let's start with our headlines. Ready?
Yep.
Mine is dead horse and attempted wife theft. What's yours?
Inmate bites and apartment party.
I got a dead horse and someone trying to steal a wife. I think I get that one. Ready?
Okay.
5:05 a.m. A trucker hit. Oh, excuse my fucking face.
Whoa.
Excuse it.
Slow down.
I apologize for that.
It's okay.
The blotter's a little something we do every Wednesday. It's the local shit. This is home for us. This is what we deal with. This is what we live around. This is why Montana was a red state. Guaranteed.
Yes, exactly.
Guaranteed. This
That's
right
a
here.
Good way
each
to
Each and every
it.
Person, I'm just going to throw this out there right now. Each and every person involved in each and every one of our blotter right. stories voted for McCain.
Yes.
Because Palin was, they liked her down home attitude.
Right. And she's
and
hot.
The maverick thing. And that she was hot. Okay. 5:05 a.m. A trucker hit several horses on U.S. Highway 93. Dead horses. Could you imagine hitting a horse?
Really? Because that's almost exactly what mine is, pretty much.
Could you imagine hitting a horse, like, in my car? God. Doing, like, 90.
That would be so bad.
Just fucking horse. Boom! That would be so...
Oh, we'd
now,
be dead.
Imagine me and you in a semi-truck.
Right.
Doing 90.
That would be
with,
fun.
Like, tons of cargo.
Just boom! Fucking
like
explode.
50 Chinese people and 30 Mexicans
if
in
a
semi.
If I drove a semi, whenever I saw deer on the road, I would fucking aim for him.
If I drove a semi, I would have spikes and...
Yes.
Things on the front
on
of
the
my
front.
Truck for impaling things.
Yes.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
All right. What is yours?
2:25 a.m. There were three separate reports of horses on the road.
Wow. And then
a truck.
Wait, what time was that?
2:25 a.m.
This was 5:05 a.m.
Wow.
That is crazy.
That is.
All right. Well, I guess we both get the point for that one.
Yes.
8:05 a.m. A dog. Where my dog's at.
Bark with me, dog.
Bark with the dogs. Oh, 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 oh,
oh.
Oh. Bark with me. Oh. A dog. Oh, that's fun. A dog was pestering elk at an elk farm. That's right. We have elk farms
yeah.
here.
Seriously.
Have you ever been to an elk farm?
Never. I've
me
never
neither.
Even seen one.
Really? I've seen them. I've seen a moose here.
Yeah.
I got out and, like, every time I see these wild animals here, like that bear I was telling the story about that I got out and tried to go pet, I've seen, like, moose that I've gotten out of my car and, like, walked over, like, trying to pet, and, yeah. I never get to, and then people are like, those are dangerous animals. You could have been killed. I just want to pet it.
The they fuck? Don't want to be pet.
All right, what was yours? Dog pestering elk at an elk farm.
7:13.
Where my dog's at?
8 to 10 gunshots were heard. The reporting party thought it was too early to be hunting.
At an elk farm?
Is that connected again?
Because that is a great hunting spot.
Yeah.
It's one of my special spots.
That is, I guarantee you'll kill a few things
oh,
every
guaranteed.
Time.
Oh, guaranteed.
Every time.
Sometimes there'll be elk. Other times, you know, dogs
people,
here and there.
Maybe.
What was it?
What?
Okay, I get the point for that one. Okay. 8:23 a.m. Horses on the loose left a mess on another man's property and another man's semi.
Yes.
Completely.
And the road.
And the road.
9:13 a.m. A man on Pioneer Road found a dead deer on his property. It had been shot.
Was it shot by a horse that left a mess on a man's property?
Perhaps.
Perhaps. I think we'll both take the point.
All right.
9:33 a.m., a 36-year-old man was convulsing.
Whoa.
Are you okay?
Hey.
You're convulsing.
What's wrong, guy?
Sir. Excuse me, sir.
Can I help you?
Sir, you're convulsing. Do you need my assistance? Do you need a doctor? Sir. Excuse me, sir. Would you like a jam hole shirt? Sir. If we, during the 2 hours, the hour, 45 minutes that we do this show, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 days a week, mm-hmm. three shows,
mm-hmm.
well over 6 hours of stuff to listen to, if ever at all in that frame of time, we make you laugh at least once, at least just one time, email us info@thejamhole.com. I'm curious how many people laugh.
Or how
and
many
if we make
email.
You laugh and you email us, I will email you back
and talk to you.
And I will say thank you. And I will talk to you. And I will convince you to buy a t-shirt.
Yes.
If we make you laugh just once, it's all worth it.
Right.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry. God damn it.
Do you need a hug?
Yes. He stopped convulsing because he stopped using his drug of choice, also
Ooh.
Known as the DOC
Ooh.
In a... rehab detox lingo. The rehab jargon. Why are you convulsing, sir? I stopped using my drug of choice. Step one. 11 more to go.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. What was yours?
At 9:57 a.m., a chocolate lab had been tied up for 2 days.
Oh, this guy was convulsing because he stopped
You get the
drugs.
Point for
I'm
that.
I'm taking it.
That's way better.
11:32 a.m., a horse that was struck by a truck driver on you. Really?
What?
Again?
Twice?
This is the horse now. The horse called the cops.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Like, hey, I'd like to report a hit and run. What's your name? Ed. Mr. Ed. Of course I'm a horse, goddammit! A horse is a horse. Oh, fuck. A horse that was struck by a truck driver on U.S. Highway 93, same one from the first one, was pronounced dead at the scene of the accident. Hmm. Pour out a little liquor for my dead horses.
Yes.
My dead rest horses. In peace, Ed. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
What's yours?
10:11 a.m. Some knucklehead.
What?
Some knucklehead.
Hey,
shot
be nice.
A fawn.
A fawn.
It was still walking around.
That's veal, son.
There's a lot of animals getting fucked up.
The
lately.
Younger the berry, the sweeter the juice. Isn't that how it goes?
Like all these are about animals getting killed.
We live in a place with a lot of animals,
yeah,
human
true.
And otherwise.
Yes,
four-legged, two-legged, knuckle dragon, fucking whatever.
We have that, and just...
we have it all. Yeah. This is a melting pot for animals, if you will. Bigfoot lives here. I heard.
Word
on the street.
Imagine.
Hey,
yeah, word on the street.
I don't know if you know this or not, but are you aware that bird is the word? Did you fucking watch that episode?
Yes.
Oh my god.
So
that was the best. I was really fucking stoned, but that shit, I was... R-O-F-L.
That's probably the best episode.
So far.
Yeah.
I like that very much. Okay, so that was mine. The horse from the first one is dead now. We poured out liquor.
12:36 p.m. A male inmate bit another inmate because they couldn't get along.
Hey!
I'm going to bite you. Because we don't get along.
No, because I was hungry, but because you really...
Because he was mad at him, so he's like, don't punch him, you're going
to
bite him.
We're not civilized enough
right.
to resolve our problems any other way but than to bite.
Yeah.
I don't like you, therefore
I
want to
you.
Bite you.
Yeah.
You make me want to bite things like you. That's awesome. I'm gonna give you the point just because mine was repeated. 1:31 p.m. a dog of German descent, you know, those German,
yeah,
the German stuff,
that's the good stuff,
had a problem.
Really?
What do you think his problem was?
I don't know.
Ran out of Jews to chase.
Maybe
throwing it out there. Like,
what is it?
It's a dog of German descent.
I know, but what?
I'm asking you.
I don't know.
It doesn't say.
Really?
A dog of German descent had a problem. Actually, it says a dog of German descent.
Decent?
Wow. Oh, poor little guy. He was depressed.
Yeah, something.
Life was going nowhere.
It's getting him down.
Can't learn new tricks because he's an old dog.
You know what they say.
Oh, yeah, a little something I made up. You can't teach a dog, an old dog,
new
tricks.
Right.
You cannot.
Well, speaking of dogs, at 1:27 p.m., a dog was bleeding from the mouth. It had no collar attached.
Was he German?
Maybe. That could have been that dog's problem.
If you're bleeding from your mouth,
that's
dog, German, Jew,
yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
That's a problem for sure.
Wow, all of our things are interconnected.
I'm
going to
split that one with
you.
That's
fucking weird.
1:58 p.m., 4 to 5 dogs.
Wow.
Speaking of dogs.
No shame.
I couldn't have written this for continuity better.
This is all about dogs.
4 to 5 dogs were feeding on a dead deer. Oh, that's just dirty. In the ditch on Ashley Lake Road. Oh, 4 or 5, that's awesome, I guess. What do you got?
1:41 p.m. A man said his truck was shot near Hubbard Dam.
Shot my truck.
Shot my truck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. I got four or five dogs. Where are my dogs at? They're over there eating that dead deer in the ditch.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
Point for me. 4:43 p.m. Juveniles in Sea Falls were smoking cock. No, cigarettes.
Oh.
They were smoking cigarettes.
Huh.
And pole. No, they weren't.
No?
No, I don't know.
They didn't catch
them. They probably were.
Probably. They didn't see that.
No.
7:30 p.m., everyone at an apartment unit in Whitefish was drunk.
Everyone.
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 The whole apartment
everyone.
Unit.
Everyone.
Drunk.
Every single person that lived there.
Wow. I bet that was a mess.
I bet they had a lot of cops. Because
apartments, I'm just thinking like all...
Like a whole complex.
Yeah, like I'm thinking all of them look the same on the inside, so the next morning, like people in bed with
they're
people
the same
that
other
aren't
people's apartments.
Where they should be,
right.
And yeah.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh, that's an awkward next day.
Hey, neighbor.
Throwing your trap. Yeah. Hey. Fucked your wife. What?
Huh? I mean.
I said, I hope your life. is it my turn?
Yes.
9:17 p.m. in East Mountain Meadows. This is the last one for me. An East Mountain Meadows man called a married man in Chi-Town. How's your steez, Chi-Town? Holla. Chicago. And told him. What do you think he told him?
I don't know.
A married man. You're an East Mountain Meadows man. You're calling a married man in Chicago because you want to tell
right.
him something.
You fucked his wife.
And told him he was going to take his wife away from him.
Yes.
That judges, I'm getting the nod.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You called that shit. Nice. Hey, nice.
That was pretty obvious, though. What else would it be?
Right? Hey, what shirt were you wearing today? No. Yeah, I'm going to take your wife away from you. Actually, yeah. I already did. She's here right now.
Yeah, we just got done having sex.
Just now. Hold on, I'll put her on the line.
Yeah, she's right here.
Honey, yeah. We just... Whew, excuse me. Yeah, we just got done having sex. Okay, you believe me? Oh, that's it. What do
that's
you got?
That's all I got.
Oh, well, point for me then. All right. Well, that is going to about do it for this episode of The Jam Hole. Mm. You got anything else?
I don't.
You care to say? Buy some shirts.
Buy shirts for sure.
Buy shirts for sure. We're going to put this kid to work. And hey, all my dogs,
yeah,
bark with me. Oh! So yeah, last night for the Podcast Awards, podcastawards.com, you guys will be saying hallelujah after tomorrow, and we don't have to mention this bullshit anymore. Stereo Radiation, give them a shot in the fucking general category. Don't make them have to kill themselves.
Yeah,
because
and
of,
quit doing the show.
Right. I don't want to see them have to quit. And
no.
You know, I know Capital Z is a man of his word. When he says, if we don't win the general category in the podcast awards, we will stop doing the show. Mm. And when he tells me that, I believe him. And I don't want to see that happen.
No. Ever.
So, no. I don't ever.
It'd be a sad day.
I want to be fucking 60 years old and see them being 80 years old. And I want to be both still doing this shit.
Mm.
So, vote for them. Vote for us. Vote for everything.
Yes.
Oh, thejamhole.com. It's all there. See you guys Friday. Buy some fucking shit. Friday, 8 p.m. with Matt.
Hopefully.
And we'll all be wearing our Jam Hole sweatshirts.
Yes.
Fuck yeah. We'll see you guys Friday.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.